I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking that no matter how many times and how effectively an inaccurate characterization of a marginalized group is debunked, it will rear its ugly head again whenever it is needed to make a political point. This time, the point is that old insinuation that gay people are pedophiles, or at the very least intent on increasing their numbers by indoctrinating children to become gay, trans, or bi. It would be one thing if this scurrilous disinformation was coming from the usual sources of shady websites or ultra-conservative churches who consider God's displeasure over homosexuality the reason for everything bad, from AIDS epidemic to the attack on New York in 9/11. But this time, it's from the office of the governor of this state. Love him or hate him, the last time I looked, Governor Ron DeSantis was elected to be the governor of all residents, including those in the LGBTQ plus community, as well as those of us who are straight but object to his policies. So when his spokesperson, the irrepressible Christina Pashaw, decided to rename the parental rights bill opponents refer to as Don't Say Gay as the anti-groomer bill, it carried some undeserved weight. In a tweet, she said, opponents of the bill are probably a groomer, or at least you don't denounce the grooming of 4 to 8 year old children. Naturally, the right-wing echo chamber is quick to jump on any salacious allegation against a perceived enemy, such as gays or liberals. Right-wing talk show host Jesse Kelly claimed on April 6th that the country is run by a cabal of child groomers and communists that have taken over every single cultural institution. He added that the usage of the word groomer was accurate. They are worried about this pedophile groomer accusation because it's true. It's all over the place. On right-wing host Joe Pags' talk show on April 6th, he complained that the left call everyone on the right a Nazi and a fascist and a white supremacist, but complain when we call them a groomer for supporting pedophiles. On his April 8th podcast, Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk claimed that gay people are going after children. He told his audience, "We're talking about gay stuff more than at any other time. Why? Because they are not happy just having marriage. Instead, they now want to corrupt your children." So I suppose the root of this right-wing animosity against the LGBTQ plus community is the same as their obsession with the immigration of black and brown people, fear that they will be outnumbered someday. And that, my friends, is the very root of the need to fix, of their need to fix election systems to ensure that the only votes that are counted are for them.